Tos asks Akasha, that sounds like in the times of Rabbi Yochanan, you had this schuches levana, this zugisa chevarta. Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody wants to lose his money, one of the things he should do is yishtamish bekli schuches. Freik Tosfos, v'amrina beperik egla rufa, the Gemara says in the end of Masechta Soita, very end of Masechta Soita, the Meshachar Beis HaMikdash batla schuches levana, that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no more schuches levana. Rabbi Yochanan lived post Churban Beis HaMikdash, very much so. And if that's the case, Freik Tosfos, Rabbi Yochanan's talking to you about Schuchas Levana, I thought we have a Mefurish and Mishnah that says, Bishchar of Beis HaMikdash, Batla Schuchas Levana. But Yeshleim HaTosfos says, you have to say, Deloi Batla Legamri Ka'amar, Elo Deloi Shchicha. That when the Mishnah says, Bishchar of Beis HaMikdash, Batla Schuchas Levana, it doesn't mean that it was nowhere to be found. It doesn't mean it was completely extinct. What it means is that it was Loi Shchiach. Meaning, once upon a time it was shchiach, and now it was batla in terms of the shchichos shabai. But ein hachinami, it was something that if somebody wanted to find, he was able to find. The Sfarim HaKadoshim take this Tosfos and the Metzayin it to another inyan that we've spoken about a lot over the years, and that is, if you go through the Mishnayos and the Brises that the Gemara brings in the end of Masechta Soita, so it talks about a lot of different things that became bottled during certain points in history, specifically Surka Churban Beis HaMikdash. One of the Brises say, Shemesu Chagi Scharyu Malachi, when Chagi Scharyu Malachi left this world, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi Yisrael. Ruach HaKodesh left this world. But they still used to use Basco. So once upon a time, there was Ruach HaKodesh, which is a form of Nevuah, but the Nevi'im Achrayinim, at that point, it was Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Mi'Yisrael, there was no more Ruach HaKodesh. Pasha, you walk away from this Gemara thinking that after Chagi Yischari Malachi, there can't be Ruach HaKodesh. The truth is, a little bit of a chiddush, because we know there were big tzaddikim that lived not so long ago that were Bali Ruach HaKodesh. The famous tshuva from the Divrei Chaim, where there was a Melamed that once said that the Arachayim HaKodesh didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Seif Arachayim was written by a Baal Kishrin, but it wasn't written by a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, and the Kila got very upset, and they wanted to remove him from his position, and they sent the Shaila to the Divrei Chaim, and the Heilige Sanzeruf said, Avada, you have to remove him from his position. Because anyone that believes that the Archaim HaKudosh wasn't written Ruach HaKodesh, or for that matter, anyone that believes that any Sefer that was Neskabel on the level of the Archaim HaKodesh wasn't written Ruach HaKodesh, he's a Koifer Be'ikr, he's Koifer Be'Toyrus Moshe, it's one of the tenets of Yiddishkeit. He writes a very, very sharp tshuva. So there was Ruach HaKodesh in the times of the Archaim, and of course, even weiter. So if that's the case, has it shtim with this Lashon HaGemara? Mishemesu Chagi Yischari Malachi Nistalku Ruach HaKodesh. You would think it's an open and shut case. It's a Mefurish HaGemara. So all the Svarim shtel to this Tosfos. That you see from Tosfos, that Tosfos says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Batlas Chuchas Levana. Yet in the times of Rabbi Yochanan, they still had Schuchas Levana. You have to say that it wasn't Batla Legamri. All it means is that it was Loi Shchicha. And being that all it means is it was Loi Shchicha, so too as it relates to Ruach HaKodesh. It's Taka Loi Shchicha. But at the same time, the Tzadikim, of course, that are Bali Ruach HaKodesh, Afilu Bizmanenu, and that's the Tzushel from this Tosfos, it's just one ha'ara, and that is, you know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Samach Tesam Abeis, it's also Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, it's a well-known Gemara, the, right in the beginning of the Tkufa of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Ezra and the Eli Bavel came to Eretz Yisrael, so they decided that they want to be Mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. Why? Let's learn from the lessons of the past. Meaning, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Avodah Zarah, Gila Reish, Shvichas Damim, but the Sfarim all say, Be'ikroi Mishum Avodah Zarah. So they felt, let's go now, be Mevatli, Yitzhar of Avodah Zarah. So like this, we'll be able to hold on to the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara tells the whole story, exactly how they did it. They fasted for 3 days. There was a lot of big Avodahs, Kabbalah Maisi, that was going on. But at the very end, the Gemara says, Nofak, Oso Ki Gurya Denurim Beis Kochei HaKadoshim, that the Tzadikim, this is the Anshe Knes HaGdoilo, they saw that there was a lion of fire that emerged from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Amaluhu Navi Yisrael. So the Navi Zechariah told the Yidin, Hainu Yitzhar Avodah Zarah. That is the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, they said, perfect, this is what it is, we have to go chop it. So they went to grab it, and Bahadi the Tafsuale, as they went to get it, Ishtamit Binisa Mimazia. There was one here that got away from this lion, the Ramakala, and because it is, the lion gave a yell, and it went, Arba Mea Parsiya, Arba Mea Parsi. The Gemara tells the whole story of exactly how it played out. But there was one here of the Yitzra da Avodah Zarah that got away. The Sfarim say that the Gemara says in Masechtis Sukkah daf Nun Beis Amid Aleph that La'asa Lavoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Yitzahara B'Shoichtoi and he's going to slaughter it B'fnei HaTzadikim U'B'fnei HaRishon. Tzadikim Nidma Lehem Kahar Gevaya U'Rishon Nidma Lehem Kichot HaSayra. So say the Sfarim HaKadosh, why is the Yitzahara La'asa Lavoi to the Rishon at least going to look like Ochot HaSayra? It's because the Yitzahara is Ochot HaSayra. It's that of the Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Tesam Beis, and that's why it's going to be Nidmalem Kuchot Asayr. But Al Kaponim, you see one thing in this, and that is that although the Anshe Knesset Gdoila were Mevatel the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah in the beginning of Bayasheni, but there was a little bit that got away. The question is why? Why did a little bit get away? But the Teretz I think is Pashat, and that is that the Goyin says in his Pirush on Seida Olam that it's not a coincidence that Nevuah became bottled right in the beginning of the Tkufa of the second Beis Hamikdash. Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi were the leaders, the Manhigei Adar, in the beginning of Bayisheni. And he says it correlates to the fact that the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah became Batal right at that time. Because it's always a Zelo Umazeh. There always has to be a Nekuda Sabachira. And as long as there was a Koyach in the world of Yetzahara, so to counter that, there had to be a Koyach HaKedusha of Nevuah. And being that in the beginning of Bayisheni, the Gemara says in Yuma Samech Tesam Beis, they were Mevatal the Yetzahara of Avodah Zarah. So for that reason, you didn't need Nevu anymore. But it comes out, Be'etzim, that although it's true, they were Mevatel the Yetzahara Davoy Dezara, but there was one Chut HaSayra that got away. If there was one Chut HaSayra that got away, that means it's not Batel Lagamri. That means there has to be a Chut HaSayra still of Nevuah. You know where the Chut HaSayra of Nevuah is? The Chut HaSayra is there because we still have Ruach HaKodesh. Ay, the Gemara says, Meshemesu Chagi Yitzchayu Malachi Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh. The Teretz says, Toises Bav Mitzriach Chof Tehsam Ebeis. It was only Lo Yishchicha, like the Schuchas Levana, but Avada was there because you still have to have that equilibrium. There still has to be that balance. So once upon a time, it was Shchiach Yitzra Davoida Zara, Lu'umazeh, it was Shchiach Nevuah. But once, it was no longer Shchiach. So at that point, all you have is the Chut HaSayra. So Lu'umaz, the Chut HaSayra of Avoida Zara that we have, Afilu Bizmanenu, there has to be a Chut HaSayra of Ruach HaKodesh, and that's the Chut HaSayra, that's the Arachayim HaKodesh, and the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, and the Tzadikim, and the Manhigei Adar, that HaKodesh Baruch Hu gives them a special Ruach HaKodesh to be the Einei Yoheda. But I'll call upon him a very, very fascinating Yesod, tucked away in a Tosfos Dibra Maschil, B'Schuches Levanim.